From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. A little different again today, or not again, but a little different today. This is day one of something called the 12 Days of Podcasting. It's a little similar to the Dog Days of Podcasting back in August when me and several other podcast nerds did a show a day for 30 days. Well, me and several other podcast nerds are doing a show a day for 12 days in November. I don't know how many nerds are doing it, but I'm one of them. I may be the only one, I don't know. I kind of doubt I'm the only one, but I don't know. So I'm doing a show a day for 12 days, and this is day one. If you're a new listener of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, first of all, thank you for tuning in. And if you just found the show because you were Googling a rock and roll podcast and came across this one and you're saying, why do I want to talk about why do I want to listen to some douchebag talk about his day? Well, go back and check the archives. Maybe there are some ones that you might want to hear. This show is not for everybody, but if you're a fan of rock, eventually you'll probably like the show. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyway, today, like I said, is day one of the 12 days of podcasting. If you're a rock and roll geek, friend of the show, loyal friend and listener, thanks for tuning in again, friends. I'll try to keep these daily shows relatively short. I'm on my way back right now. First of all, I'm recording in my car, and I'm using Boss Jock, so if the sound quality is different, hopefully it's listenable. If not, I apologize, friends. But I'm on my way back from crabbing in the kayak. I went to Bodega Bay again by myself. I left my house at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning and got to Bodega Bay Campground, Doran Park. I got there at like 7:30 and put a bunch of crab traps out in the harbor, trying to catch some crab. It's crab season in San Francisco, and if you've ever had Dungeness crab, you know why so many people like to catch crab, because it is one of the best tasting things in the world. This is my third time going to Bodega Bay in the kayak. I just got this kayak about 2 months ago, and thank God I got it when I did, because I had some money. I just finished a good paying job, and I said, if I don't get this kayak now, there's going to be a time very soon where I could run out of money, and I will regret not getting this thing. Well, that time has approached, because it's the holidays and nobody is getting their houses painted. And I've had so many jobs fall through. I have no work. I have literally have no work, at least this week. I had no work. I had very little work last week, and I have no work this week. So I spent last night and today kayaking. And I had a job scheduled for tomorrow. When I got to the campground, I got a text from this person that I was supposed to be painting for tomorrow, and she said, the job is canceled. I have to postpone the job until after the first of the year. I'm sorry for the late notice. So I'm out of work, and I have no money coming in this week. So starts off not on a great note. So I go out. I'm out there crabbing all day yesterday, dropping traps and I was out there literally all day. I dropped the traps, checked them for about 2 hours, left them out there, came back in, had a beer, went back out. I must have gone in and out probably four times. And it's been pretty cold out there. The water's freezing and it was cold outside. It was like, I don't know, 40 degrees outside. I had a wetsuit. So when I'm out there paddling and stuff, I kept warm and things. But yesterday I got seven Dungeness crab, and I got about five rock crab, which was enough for a crab feast. So I invited Chalky my good friend Shockey from the Metal Moment podcast, who's probably doing the 12 days of podcasting as well as we speak. And I also invited my friend David Benda over. So we're going to have a crab feast tomorrow. I'm not sure if they're coming or not, but I've got a shitload of crab. I invited them if I was going to get crab. Well, I got 7 crab yesterday, which is enough for a crab feast. And I left the crab pots out overnight. And I this time I pitched the tent because it was no rain. And I had a fire. And I was by myself drinking beers and got pretty well buzzed. Enjoyed sitting by the fire, I ate a couple of the rock crabs, and they were delicious. Steamed some crabs up and had some leftover black-eyed peas. Got pretty buzzed. Laid down in the tent to start watching. I downloaded Ash vs. Evil Dead onto my phone. Started watching that, and I lasted about a minute and a half, and I passed out. I was so tired from pulling up traps and paddling all day. By the way, if you're listening to Mad at Dad, we're doing a Mad at Dad tonight. I'll probably tell this story again on Mad at Dad, maybe probably a little different detail, so I may or may not be waste, but probably a lot of people who listen to Mad at Dad are not friends of the, or don't listen to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So I left all the traps out last night, and I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about drinking coffee in the morning, what I have to look forward to. I wake up in the morning and brew some coffee and sit out by the fire and have a cup of coffee before I go crabbing. And I realized, oh shit, I forgot to buy milk. And I didn't want black coffee, so I thought about it and said, well, I can't really think when I haven't had my coffee. I'm pulling up to the toll booth here, so you're gonna hear me giving this person money. So I thought, well, there's a 7-Eleven not too far away from the campground. There's a coffee shop as well in the little town of Bodega, fun fact, they filmed the Birds, Alfred Hitchcock Birds, in this little town of Bodega. Oh, is this guy pulling for it? I gotta give this lady my money. Hold on a second while I give this woman my money. All right.
Hi. Here you go.
Thank you. He looks at the $5 bill and makes sure it was not counterfeit. Are there counterfeit fives? Huh. All right, well, it wasn't counterfeit. So I say, all right, well, I'm gonna go get some coffee because I can't think straight before I have coffee. And I pull out, go to the coffee shop, get a cup of coffee. Raring to go, I'm sitting in my car thinking about, okay, I'm gonna record a 12 days of podcasting episode today. I'll probably talk about my crab adventures. And then I go out, you know, I go to put on my wetsuit, and where the hell's my wetsuit? And I think, oh, wait a minute. I had it hanging on the side of my truck last night to dry. And I drove to the coffee shop with my wetsuit on my car. Oh, no. Sorry for overmodulating, friends. So I freak out for a second and think, oh, man. So I retrace my steps. I pull out, start looking. I saw a sock on the road. Oh, that sock looks like mine. Oh, yeah, that's right. I had my socks hanging on the hanger to dry along with the wetsuit. I say, oh, that's not good. There's a sock there, but no wetsuit. So I drive all the way back to the coffee shop very slowly, looking on both sides. No wetsuit. Drove back. I did not drive all the way to the coffee shop. I just drove to the entrance of the park, thinking it must have fallen off my car by then. So I turned around, went back through the campground, looked, then asked the campground host if somebody turned in a wetsuit, and she said, no, go ask the park ranger, which is up the street. So I went to the park ranger up the street. They said no. They said, you should trace your steps all the way back to the coffee shop. So I drove all the way back to the coffee shop, looked, no wetsuit. And I'm thinking, holy shit, man. I gotta pull in these crab pots that have been out all night, and I'm gonna freeze to death. Because when you go out there, you get soaked. I mean, you get soaked with water. Between the waterfall coming off the crab pots and between the waves splashing on you and the paddles, and you get soaked. And if you don't have a wetsuit on or a dry suit, you're going to freeze your ass off. Well, I had no wetsuit or dry suit, but I did have a pair of torn up rain gear that I use to pressure wash houses when I'm painting. So I put that rain gear on. I duct taped the ankles on the pants, and I duct taped the wrists on the jacket. Then put on my booties. I had the booties. They were on the picnic table. They were not hanging on my car to dry, fortunately. So I went out there with rain gear taped to myself, pulled in my traps. There were two more big Dungeness crab in the pots, and a shitload of rock crabs, of which only one I kept. So now I have 9 crab and probably about 6 or 7 rock crabs. So 9 Dungeness and about 6 or 7 rock crabs. So that's enough for a huge crab feast, which I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I'm not gonna do it tonight because I'm mad at Dad and I have Butler's practice, because Butlers are playing in San Francisco on Friday. But I felt like a complete idiot. I'm walking around with rain gear taped to myself, and all the other kayakers, I'm thinking, they're looking at this guy like he's a complete idiot out there. But I did it, and now I'm on my way home. No work, no money, but so if you're thinking of donating to the show, and no wetsuit, which I don't have the money to buy a new wetsuit. If you're ever contemplating donating to the show, now would be a good time, friends, because Christmas is here and I got no cash at all. I am dead fucking broke. But enough of my crying. That's day one of the 12 days of podcasting. A little bummer from the idiot crab man. All right, I will leave you now with a appropriate tune for the day. Pardon me, I don't have a Tecate to wash this down, so I'm gonna drink some sweetened iced tea that is in my, not a Yeti knockoff koozie, but knockoff tumbler. It's an actual Yeti tumbler. Still cold from 2 days ago. All right, friends, rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. They're not all like this. Some are even worse. All right, find me on Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek, don't ask. Send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Tell me I'm wasting my time for doing the 12 days of podcasting, or tell me that you love it. Either way, I appreciate your emails. And area code 706-621-ROCK. That's area code 706-621-7625. Or you can just email it, record it on your phone. We record a comment or a show review on your phone. I will play it on the show, and just email it to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right. A song that is fitting for me. Here's American Heartbreak. We will talk to you tomorrow.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.